Chapter 5. Introduction. 1. Baptism in the waters does not save. Baptism in the waters does not save anyone. Salvation only comes through believing in Jesus and what He has done, repenting from your sins and wrong way of living, receiving Jesus as your Savior. 2. It is a commandment of Jesus. Baptism in the waters is a commandment of Jesus Christ for every believer. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." 3. Requirements for baptism. The sole requirement for baptism is that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Your Lord, because it is Jesus who governs your life. Your Savior, because it is Jesus who saved you and helped you. 4. The meaning of baptism in the waters. Baptism in the waters is much more than diving into water or religious symbolism. There is power in baptism in the waters. 4.1. The death of one's old self. It is our funeral. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 4.2. The washing of sins. The blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary cleanses us from all our sins. Baptism in the waters is an outward act, symbolizing the inward cleansing that Jesus did. 4.3. The resurrection of one's new self. It symbolizes being born again to a life with God. Romans chapter 6, verse 1-4. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. 4.4 symbolizes being disciples of Jesus. Salvation is not just about giving your life to Jesus one day and never doing anything else. Once we have passed through the gate of the kingdom of God, through Jesus, we have to walk on the narrow path, which leads to the presence of the Father. 5. Biblical examples. 5.1. Baptism of the eunuch. Acts chapter 8, verse 35-38. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. 5.2. Peter at Cornelius' house. Acts chapter 10, verse 35-48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. 6. Some misconceptions. 6.1. Baptizing babies. We do not do this because they have no conscience of repentance, nor faith. 6.2. Inspecting the candidates' lives. It is the practice of some churches to send a group of older brothers to inspect the candidates' lives. This is wrong. It is not biblical. There is instant sanctification and progressive sanctification. 7. How to administer baptism. 7.1. By immersion. This means that the person is baptized with water. The person enters a pool, a river, etc., where he or she is immersed in the water. 7.2. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When the person is baptized, the pastor baptizes them in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.